everybody, and welcome to the Patient Players Podcast. Thanks for coming, everybody. I am your host, Daniel, joined by my co-host, Jordan. How you doing, Jordan?
Howdy.
Hope everybody's having a great day. You're listening to episode 66. This is the January 11th episode of the Patient Players Podcast. The second January episode of all time. I will say that again. The second January episode we've ever made, episode 66.
We deserve a silver medal. For second place. That's how that works, right?
Yep. If that confuses you, then you're new to the podcast. Go back and listen to our end of the year celebration of everything that went wrong in 2020. But in the meantime, thanks for joining us. This is a podcast about video games. This is a podcast where we talk about what we call gaming in the slow lane, which is our way of saying that when we game, we more often enjoy updates to some of our favorite games out there, or we might be rediscovering some old classic game that we never got around to playing. And we do that more often than we're going to be jumping on like the newest, hottest trends you could hear about other places. So that's why you come to this special podcast with these special people. The other thing you need to know about us is that we do love here at the Patient Podcast, Patient Players Podcast. That's very important to us, to our souls, to our hearts.
I agree.
Good commentary.
Yeah.
I'm so glad that you're here, Jordan.
Thank you.
Provide all of your insight.
I agree.
Let's see.
Oh no! I wonder how long we probably could get a really long time with you talking and me just saying I agree every so often.
I was just thinking about
at the end, you'd be like, "Wow, Jordan, we had some really good talks today. You seem to agree with a lot of things I was saying. Like, Genshin Impact is the best, it was the best, and Hades is such a fun game, and I think you should play it.
I agree." See, I had the unique situation of having two best men at my wedding. You were one of them, if you remember. And
or was it two best mans?
Two best minis, is I believe what they're called.
That's so good. I like that. Two best minis.
But they both independently in their speech like to talk about how you can have a conversation with me and then walk away from the phone and come back and you haven't missed any of the conversation.
Did I actually say that?
I don't think you use that. You did use that exact example.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, you did use that exact example. So that was a really good,
very bold of me. Oh my goodness.
A very good esteem boost in the middle of all of my friends and family on my wedding day. Thank you for that. I really appreciate it.
If anything, I was giving everyone there a bonus tip if they didn't already know. Like, you know, it's a life hack, a Daniel life hack.
I will say, when we go to edit the audio recording of the podcast, I just have to like find a spot in the waveform where it's quiet on my side so I can take out, I can do like a noise reduction algorithm. It's sometimes difficult to find a section of the podcast.
Yep.
I don't say anything for like 6 seconds straight.
When I'm editing, I have them side by side and I can always tell immediately which one is mine. It's very convenient. I'm like, I don't have them named. I just know which one is which.
well, we can change that if you want. You know, you just tell me things and don't stop.
We can change that, but it doesn't mean I want to. You know, it happens because it happens. You know, not because it's forced. It's because it's who we are, and somehow we ended up doing a podcast together.
This is our friend dynamic. Those are critical. You know, every exactly. good successful project has a good friend dynamic somewhere in the mix. There,
you're the social tank, which I love.
That's
that
right.
term.
You learned that from Jerry Holkins and Mike Krahulik, right?
Yes. That was awesome. I love that.
We have a very Jerry and Mike relationship. I love them, and I love how much they are us. It's real good.
Jerry and Mike sounds like the two gourds from VeggieTales. Oh, no, it's Jimmy and Jerry. Okay. But Jerry and Mike does sound like a two-vegetable duo. If we were vegetables... Uh-huh. What would we be? Or should I save that for the question and answer segment at the end of the podcast?
Somebody, if you didn't know this, dear listener of the podcast, there is a live listenership available over on twitch.tv/patientplayers. You can follow us there to catch our live weekend recordings of this podcast. So somebody who's listening right now, go ahead and send us an email for later on. After we're done talking about our games and topics for the week, we will hit the question and answer section of the podcast, which is obviously the best part, where we get to answer your questions either via email at patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com or live on the Twitch chat or via the Discord channel. All that info, if you get lost on where to go, just remember one thing, patientplayers.com/listen. We'll take you to all the places you need to go to listen or interact with the podcast. We thank you for joining us. That's enough of the intro, I think. I want to hear about some video games. You've intrigued me, Jordan, during the pre-stream.
Did I?
You mentioned some tasty nuggets here about a certain game. I want more nuggets. Provide more nuggets.
Yes. So, yeah, I have this great story.
Uh-huh.
I've been so looking forward to telling you about it.
Okay.
I was at my girlfriend's house. Uh-huh. I believe she was doing some chores and stuff. So I sat down on the couch. I got my Switch out. Because, uh-huh, of course, I take my Switch everywhere I go. And right. I'm like, is there a Switch game I can try right now?
Uh-huh.
You know, just to pass a wee bit of time. And I was like, oh, yeah, there's a game that my friend Daniel Podcast has been telling me to play called Hades.
Mm-hmm.
And so I clicked on it, and it said, sorry, you need to update this.
And you don't have an internet connection at your girlfriend's house?
So I updated it. And forgot to... come back
what?
To it, and instead I play Picross.
You mean Nonagrams, which is the other game I told you to play.
I have Picross on the Switch.
Oh,
I think it was on sale.
Like a Switch version, or like the NES version.
It's the Switch version, yeah. Because I've been loving Nonagrams on the phone. I don't know if I mentioned that here yet, but
I don't think you have.
Yeah, I've been loving it. I picked it up. And it's been so much fun.
You Picrossed it up.
Yeah. And so I remember Keaton would always talk about Picross. He even got like his mom into it at some point.
Yeah.
And for Christmas, I think he got like the fourth or fifth one because he's beaten all of them up to that point. So I think the first one was on sale. So I picked it up. And so I played that while Hades was updating. And by the time it was done, my girlfriend was done doing chores. So... So I got so close. I clicked on Hades. It's a start.
What are you doing like this evening? Do you want to like play it this evening?
What am I doing this yeah. evening?
You got any plans? You want to like go out on a Hades date?
I don't actually know. I think I was going to go to my girlfriend's house again. Actually, no, I was going to ask her if she wanted to join me for some Chick-fil-A, but I didn't. I forgot. Oh. Because okay. Whenever I get paid, that's a cause for celebration. And I have a new slogan that is, uh-huh, this calls for a celebration, a uh-huh, Chick-fil-A celebration. And then that's my segue into saying, hey, we're going to Chick-fil-A now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I will warn you that celebrating your paycheck with a lunch out every single time may not be the best financial decision you've ever made.
Oh, no, sure it is. How often do you get paid?
Once every 2 weeks.
Okay.
But just like, I guess that's fair. If you're not going like, okay, in my head, it's like, this is like an extra Chick-fil-A trip on top of your normal ones.
No, it totally is. Yeah. But this is like an undebatable one. The other ones, it's like, yeah, I could eat something else or somewhere else. But when I get the paycheck and I have the monies, mm-hmm, no, this is a cause for a celebration.
A Chick-fil-A celebration.
A Chick-fil-A celebration. So good. So good. I love me some Chick-fil-A. It's so good. Can we make a podcast right. about Chick-fil-A?
We could probably do an episode about Chick-fil-A, but I would be shocked if you had the content for a Chick-fil-A podcast.
I love Chick-fil-A. I'm a Chick-fil-A Red member. You know, this year before the coronavirus pandemic, me and a mm-hmm. friend of mine were going to drive to their headquarters in, I think, Tennessee. Is it Tennessee? Because
Chick-fil-A headquarters off the top of my mind.
Do you not? I thought everyone did. Let me Google it. Chick-fil-A HQ.
Okay.
It's Georgia. Ah, I always think Tennessee.
Well, that's
Dave Ramsey HQ. Wrong. Different place. Anyways,
is that where you met Jordan Ramsey?
I got two free tickets to go tour their headquarters in Georgia because I was a Red member last year. And I never got to use it because, you know, obviously reasons.
Okay, but here's the thing. I feel like someone who really likes Chick-fil-A would rather... I feel like it would be more exciting to tour a Chick-fil-A factory. I feel like... Or like a production plant. I feel like...
Isn't that just like a barn?
Well, or like a food processing plant. Because I feel like visiting HQ is like, yeah, here's where all the like IT and business folks are. It's mm-hmm. like... Is that cool? Is that exciting for someone who likes eating fried chicken?
I think it would be exciting because you know they would have a gift shop
I would get Chick-fil-A keychain, that Chick-fil-A hat. Actually, I already have a Chick-fil-A hat because my sister works at Chick-fil-A. And so for my birthday last year, she got me a Chick-fil-A branded hat that you can only get as an employee and a Chick-fil-A cup. Let me tell you, I know some people on the inside.
All right, before this goes any deeper into the fried chicken hole, I want to mention something about Picross, actually.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot to say this. This happened back around Christmas, but I was looking through the Nintendo Switch store during the Christmas sale, right? Like, because they have really bad discoverability, so you just, like, go to the deals page and just scroll for, like, 300 pages. I love the deals page.
Yeah, it's so much fun.
There's just so much random junk on there, and I was just looking through it, and I totally forgot to mention this, but... there was an anime game on there, which I didn't know existed. I've watched several animes. I'm not into like the super duper obscure animes, but there's some I've watched that aren't like the ones with merch when you walk into a Hot Topic, right? They're like less than Hot Topic popular. One of them is Overlord, is one of my favorites. I absolutely adore Overlord. But the thing is that I saw a game on the Switch that was like Overlord. I was like, there's an Overlord branded Switch game? How have I never heard of this? What am I looking at? And so I clicked on it. And did you know that you can go onto the Nintendo Switch eShop and purchase Overlord Picross, the story of Overlord as told through Picross puzzles?
That's awesome.
It was
like is it a show? You said it's a show. Yeah. So like whole show is just played out.
There's three seasons of it. The show's not over.
Oh my goodness.
I don't know how much of the show it is, but like I took a picture of it on the Switch and I sent it to Marion and we just sat around laughing about it for a few minutes. It was quite funny.
That's pretty cool. But you didn't buy it?
Nah, I didn't. Oh. I didn't feel the need to play through the Overlord story in Picross format.
Okay.
Because when I want to play Picross, it's usually like like the way you put it the other day. It's like the perfect doctor's waiting room game.
Yes.
So I just like pull it up on my phone.
Okay. Yeah. I really, 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 really want them to make a Pokemon Picross or even a Mario Picross. Like, it's fun doing the Picross on the Switch.
Do those not exist? I'm almost positive those exist somewhere.
They exist, I think, on the NES.
Pokemon Picross for 3DS.
Or 3DS, yeah, 3DS. And then the Mario, they had a Mario one for the NES forever ago. But, like,
that the one that's on the NES thing for Switch?
Yes. And it's really bad because and it's all in Japanese. So I want an English, like, just make a Switch port. Like, I would love that. I would love a Picross Switch version of a Nintendo franchise. Mm-hmm. Just, it is fun making pictures of spoons and anchors, I guess. But I mean, you have like the whole Pokemon, you know, like little 8-bit sprite collection.
Yeah. Oh,
would love that. That would be so much fun. Like, as I'm working on it, I would like actually recognize who it is. That'd be cool. So I hope they do that someday.
That is really, really cool. Awesome. Awesome. Well, that is enough of the Chick-fil-A and the Picross. Do you have any juicy topic? I mean, you didn't play Hades. So I like, that's feels like I got cheated out of a good conversation there.
Well, I mean, you weren't supposed to know about it. You kind of, well, I guess I kind of spoiled it earlier by asking what the gameplay was like, and then you're like, I think he's trying to trick me because he actually played it. And then I was like, well, I don't know, did I?
I mean, after I got duped by the PS5 thing, I mean, I can never trust what you say in the pre-stream because you're always trying to pull one over on me.
Oh, that's true. That's a bad way to live friendship lives, I think. Just assuming everything I'm saying is pulling a fast one.
We'll stop pulling fast ones then.
Oh, well, that's the solution. Yeah. Okay.
I have some fun news to report. Gaming news here. Daniel gaming news, not like real gaming news.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Daniel podcast news.
So I finished Miles Morales. That was a fun game.
Wonderful.
Yeah, I've completed it.
You were going to last week, I believe.
Yes, I was very close to the end, and I have now completed it. The bonus stuff, I have also done all of that. So I have all of the like side content and skills and costumes and stuff available to me. The only things I don't have unlocked are the things that require New Game Plus, which is weird. They have a costume and they have three skills that you can only get in
skills.
New Game Plus.
Whoa, that's weird.
Yeah, like the ones at the top of all three of the skill trees are like New Game Plus only. Very weird.
What? Are you going to do it?
I think I will, but not right away. I played a lot of that game. I want to move on to some other stuff, but I was like, how far away am I from the platinum? That's what I wanted to know.
Yeah.
I was like, if I spend like 3 hours, could I get a platinum? And the only stuff I'm missing is like some of the gadgets that I never use, I have to get like 25 takedowns with those, which I'm like, okay, I can do that. I have to get 100 string combo in a row, which that sounds like a fun challenge. I think I'm going to try that at some point.
That sounds tough.
Yeah. Then I have to unlock all the skills and suits, which just means I need to start the game over on New Game Plus and just get those, which I can do that. It's not too hard. And I was like, okay, this all seems really doable. I might just like spend another couple hours getting the platinum on this. And then the very, very, very last achievement complete the game on New Game Plus.
I'm like, okay,
I got to beat the entire game again on New Game Plus.
That doesn't seem too bad. It seemed like a very short game.
Yeah, but it's still every single mission in the game all the way over again.
I semi felt the same way about the first one, because that's also achievement in the first one.
Yeah.
It is crazy how fast it goes when you actually are ignoring everything else. When you're just like, I've already played all this, and just like speedrunning the story. I beat that thing like so quickly. At the end of it, I was like, wow, this is actually a really short game if you just ignore everything and just like rush the story mode.
Well, with New Game Plus, you wouldn't even be penalized for not doing the side content, because you'd have all the skills and everything you need.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
So I might end up going back and doing that, and then just like skipping cutscenes, especially because there's a lot of cutscenes in that game. So it would make it go really fast. So I'm not too shook up about it. I'll probably go back and get the platinum, but
speed run stream. You,
maybe. I'm not a speed runner though. I'm always afraid to like do a speed run of a game that I don't like know all the tricks to, because people are coming in and gonna be like, you missed the time skip by like standing in this corner instead of that corner.
Surely like, not. If people are talking like that, they should be on a different stream though, or they should know where they're getting their content from.
So I'll go back and do that at some point. I have a game that I did start playing on my PS4 instead of Miles Morales. Since Miles Morales was finished, I took it out of the PS4 and I put back in
Sackboy. You got Sackboy Big Adventure, the best PlayStation game ever.
Not true.
Dang.
For the second time, I played some Horizon Zero Dawn.
I agree.
Okay. Oh, no, you're doing the thing. I was so confused.
Yeah, you're like...
I played Horizon Zero Dawn, and sick. I think...
That's awesome.
In the past, I've always said, like, oh, I've played Horizon Zero Dawn, but not very much, just the first, like, few minutes. Mm-hmm. When I said that, I literally meant, like, I hadn't left the tutorial. Like you play that game as a toddler for, like, not a toddler, but, like, right. I was, like, an eight-year-old for, like, the first, like, I was still playing that. I hadn't grown up yet when I played before.
Oh, my goodness.
Like,
okay,
that's
wow.
how early I was. I had not played any of that game. I can say now, after playing, like, another 2 hours or so, I really... really like this game.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's like the only game I want to play right now. Actually, you and I had some fun playing a game last night. We played some Overwatch with a friend. The only reason I got on that was because I missed hanging out with friends, but like I did not want to play Overwatch. I wanted to come home and play Horizon Zero Dawn.
I think we played Overwatch with a friend, as in your wife, or unless I was the friend.
Yeah, you were a friend, and there was a chance that friend of the podcast Samuel was going to be on.
Oh, so that's right. And that friend of the podcast reason. Judah.
He did get on, yes.
Okay.
So,
dude, that's so cool. That makes me so happy. And that's funny that you mentioned how you haven't even gotten past the young toddler phase. I got the game for Christmas in 2016.
Yeah.
When I beat it, it was 2018. And when I rebooted it up 2 years later, I was still in the toddler part of the game. And I was like, oh, wow, I really didn't touch this game. So, yeah, I did the exact same thing.
Yeah, we like play the first, and it's not like I didn't enjoy that. Like the story was super interesting, and the characters were good, and everything. It was just like, well, that was fun. Maybe I'll pick it up again sometime. And then I picked it up again like a year later, and man, just the hunting aspect of like hunting down these machines and the stealth is not like, at least so far, it's not like super crushing. I don't like games where like the stealth is just really monotonous and boring.
Mm-hmm.
But the feeling of like hunting down a pack of these machines and they're like looking out for you, and then you like flank them and you slide down a hill and you pick off one of them, and then the rest go running off, and then you like track them down. Oh, I loved it. I just want more. It's super fun.
That is so awesome. I've considered getting the platinum for that a few times, like when I'm looking through my game collection and I see that and I'm like, that was a really good game, I really want to go get it, but there are some things in there where it's like, find all 100 of this thing across the whole world, and I'm like, that sounds just like not fun at all. Even watching a guide, you know, like using a guide that would take like 40 minutes of just like, where is it, Okay. Where is it?
Yep.
Okay. So, but well, yeah, that game is so good. I'm really excited for the sequel this year or next year.
The whole
year.
Reason I even own the game is because my wife was interested in it. And whenever I got a PS4, I had, did you remember this story? Because she got me a PS4 for Christmas. This would have been now 3 years ago. Yeah. So the Christmas 3 years ago, she got me a PS4 for Christmas. I strongly suspected that she got me a PS4 for Christmas, but I couldn't confirm. But there was a deal for Black Friday on GameStop where the definitive edition of Horizon Zero Dawn with the DLC was $7. And so I just went ahead and bought a copy of it because I knew she liked it, and I got it for her word. For Christmas. So I opened my gift. I mean, I got her a bunch of other stuff too, but I opened my PS4. It's like, oh, I got a PS4. Whoa. And then I give her her gifts and she opens a PS4 copy of Horizon Zero Dawn. It was so funny.
You sneaky little sneak.
Oh, man.
I wonder if they fixed the PC port of that game. Yet
I saw something like a week or two ago that it was on sale, and I don't think the reviews have come up on it, but there were some updates that had recently occurred.
Okay, that's a bummer.
Possibly.
Hopefully that wasn't like a test good. Run for Bloodborne coming to PC. Still waiting on that, by the way.
Do you still check the rumor mill every week?
I don't actually. Let's check the rumor mill again.
Live rumor mill updates from Bloodborne PC.
Bloodborne PC
on the podcast. News.
PC Gamer, is it coming to PC 2 days ago? Oh, you know, there was a very sad piece of news where the producer left Japan Studio or left SIE Japan Studio. What does SIE stand for?
I don't know. Sony Interactive Entertainment.
That's what it is. Yeah. So the producer of Demon's Souls and Bloodborne left.
Oh, that's sad.
So that's very sad for if they ever are making a Bloodborne 2.
They should do that.
It's a good game. No new rumors, looks like.
I have a question. Did I talk last week about the ending of Dragon's Dogma?
I don't think you did.
I beat Dragon's Dogma. I think I forgot to bring it up on the podcast.
Oh.
Yeah, okay, so remember how I was like, this game's great, and I was like, this game's kind of running, like, losing its interesting parts, mm-hmm. Let me just finish it. And then I was like, oh, I thought it was the ending, but it wasn't the ending, and it's, like, super different now and crazy, I'm back into it. So apparently that was considered, like, a post-game epilogue chapter, because it's very short, and it gets really weird, like anime levels of weird, and the final boss isn't a boss challenge. It's like a cutscene thing where it's like, oh, like there was zero challenge to it. Like you just kind of walk up and like smack a thing. And apparently, like the big boss that I thought was the ending is what's considered like the gameplay final boss. And that like, then you unlock this like hard mode of the world where all this crazy stuff's going on. And I think I mentioned there's like a pit that you can like fall in forever. And like, there's all this nuts stuff. And then once you complete that quest, which is like, go gather all of these like really rare items from these like new bosses. There was a bunch of new bosses that they added and it was super fun. It was my favorite part of the game. And then I was like, I can't wait to see what's next. And then you just get this like really confusing, really like vague couple cutscenes where you kill God and become God and then decide to not be God anymore if you choose that ending, because there's also like three other endings. It was very anime and it was very weird. It left me feeling weird about Dragon's Dogma. I honestly don't know if I like Dragon's Dogma.
What?
I enjoyed playing it, but I don't think it's a great game. I don't know how to put it.
Interesting.
Yeah. I thought that would be... I wanted to bring that up on the podcast last week. Totally forgot.
Okay. And this, but you put this on the Switch, right?
Yes. Okay. I played this on the Switch. And the thing is that it has like this whole DLC island you can go to. There's like this whole other part where you can like fight even harder challenges. So I'm like, I should probably do that. It sounds like it's something I would enjoy. Mm-hmm. But the ending and the fact that I have all these other games I want to play, like Hyrule Warriors on Switch and like all this other stuff I'm going to talk about on this week's podcast, I just don't feel like playing more Dragon's Dogma, so I guess I didn't like it, but I feel like I liked it. I don't know.
That is very interesting
emotions.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what you're supposed to do with everything I just said, but it's out there now.
I don't know either. But you know what? I agree. And also, fun fact, I also got Hyrule Warriors this week.
Whoa! That's fun.
As a Christmas gift.
That's super fun. Yeah. Like a late Christmas gift from someone?
Yes. Yes. My Christmas with my dad kept getting delayed and delayed. So we finally had it last Sunday.
Well, what do you think? What are your opinions?
I haven't booted it up yet.
Okay. I'm fine with it.
Yeah.
I would rather you play Hades than Hyrule Warriors,
I
know. Honestly.
I actually thought that. That was when I sat down. That what in my story earlier, like I had it with me and I was like, I could play this, but I was like, no, I feel like I should try Hades out just so I don't have another game that I want to go through and beat. But then cool. I played Picross instead.
That's fine. Honestly, I'm really liking it. I think you will like it a lot. I bumped it up from hard to very hard just to see, and I think I'm going to bump it down. I've done like 3 missions on very hard and individual fights have been really fun. But the actual mechanics of the game aren't any different. It's just you get punished more when you get hit. Like the enemies just hit you harder. And like I've had to restart missions on very hard a couple times every time I've played a mission. And like it's starting to be less fun than when I was playing it on hard. So I think I'm going to go back to hard difficulty. But at this point, I've unlocked all 4 of the champion heroes.
Oh,
and
nice.
So I have like 7 people I can pick from and they're all super different. And I'm like getting them all upgrades and doing all their side missions. And that game, I was like, this is like a really fun game. I wonder how long it is. And then like, I achieved like a progress bar on one zone because they have the whole Hyrule map split up into zones.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I got like a level up on my progress bar on one zone. And I realized that there's like 6 levels of progress on each zone. And I was like, oh, this is way longer than I thought it was going to be. There's a lot of stuff to do in this game. So I'm jazzed. I've been playing it pretty much every night before bed, just on with my Switch in bed.
That's nice. I have the I got the last Dynasty, not Dynasty Warriors, Hyrule Warriors one that they made, and it was very daunting how big that game also was.
I
guess they just make massive games.
So did you play it on the Wii U or the 3DS?
I played it on the Switch.
Wait, they have the last Hyrule Warriors on Switch?
They do, yes.
I did not know. I literally didn't know that.
I think so. You're making me question my existence.
Let's check the know it all place of
the Mr. Google himself.
Wikipedia. It is released for the Wii U, Nintendo 3DS, and Nintendo Switch.
That's right. It was like a definitive edition that came with all the DLC and whatnot. Hmm. So many characters, like crazy amount of characters. And they all have, you know, all like so many levels you can play, so many side quests. Crazy game.
Well, I'm enjoying Age of Calamity a lot. I actually am really enjoying all of the Breath of the Wild character and story and content in it, though. So I would be interested, after you get a chance to play this game, I would be interested in if you think I would like going back to the old one.
Okay, yeah.
So I want to hear more from you.
I'm gonna go ahead and probably say yes, but no already, just because it probably is a good game, fun experience, but when you put it in the list of all these other games you can play or that you want to and whatnot, it probably falls down pretty low.
Sure. By the way, you are getting a live request from Twitch chat to make sure that you do not die.
Yes, my insulin pump just ran out of the old juice. Live, so that's fun.
Is that something you need to take care of? Do we need to take a quick podcast technical break?
It can be. I can just go grab something real quick if you want to keep talking.
I could start talking about. I've gone through all of my topics, Jordan.
No, have you really?
No, I have a few more.
Oh, okay.
But I want you to hear about them.
Oh, that's true. Well,
I'll talk about something that you won't care about.
Sing us a song real quick or something. I'm going to talk
about something you won't care about.
Okay.
All right. So Jordan's favorite game of all time is Minecraft. And I've been playing a lot of Minecraft recently with my wife. We've started up a new vanilla unmodded Minecraft game together. And it's been very fun. I have not played vanilla Minecraft in a long time. I'm a big fan of all of the mods usually. I like all the crazy computers and magic and things like that. But I realized that I've never vanilla beaten Minecraft, and I wanted to do that. So I'm doing that with my wife without mods. And Jordan's back now, so I'm going to stop talking about his favorite game.
I agree. I absolutely agree with everything you just said. It is a very great game.
Yeah. Good. I'm glad.
What? So many seaweeds. Oh, I'm sorry. What game were you talking about?
Oh, you know, the really, really good one that you just agreed with.
Yeah, no, definitely. Did I disagree to like a Weeaboo game or something?
No, you did not.
Okay.
I was telling them about my new, that I was playing Minecraft.
Oh, yes. Yes. You and your wife were playing Minecraft the other day.
Yes. I thought since you were leaving and you weren't going to be here to talk, I should talk about your favorite game of all time.
Yes, I agree. But I came back just in time because I also played Minecraft that night. Sadly, it was separately from you. Yes. While you and the missus played Minecraft, I got back on my old realm with a friend of the podcast, Judah, and we're up to some shenanigans. What usually ends up happening is my armor has thorns on it, so Judah will just beat himself to death by attacking me. That's basically all that happened, I think, that evening. Is he'll just run after me with a sword and end up killing himself.
I think usually you just like walk around and kind of observe all that you have created in your realm.
I do.
And just kind of like check
in. It's so much fun. It's like, did Zeus ever visit the humans in any of the stories?
Several times. He's kind of known for that.
Okay, right. So that's how I felt. Maybe with less impregnation, if you will, of my creations. But yes, it is fun to pop in and, you know, check all the...
You're not saying none. You're just less. Let's just clarify here,
yes.
Right?
No, yeah. I specifically said less. Yes, I love my barn. I love my city. That's a great server. Like, I'm so proud of that server and how many people have gotten on and built houses on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like 6 or 7 different people.
I've been in such a Minecraft mood for like 2 weeks. I want to play it and I want to get into it really bad. And I know that I do want to eventually like go back and install the crazy mods that are my favorite. But in the meantime, I was telling the chat while you were gone and telling the podcast audience that I've never beaten vanilla Minecraft on its own. Because when we first got it, when you got me into it, that was way back before the end exists. I think the Nether had just come out. Like, that's how far back in the alpha it was.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, the Nether had just come out when you bought it, and then I bought it shortly after it went into beta. You bought it in alpha, I bought it in beta. So I have not played with alchemy ever. I know very little about
that
enchanting.
That is one of my favorite parts. Across all my servers, I have always built like a coffee shop where I would have like all this brewing stuff.
Yeah, I've never messed with any of that in vanilla. Enchanting, I've only messed in a modded server with. So, like, base enchanting, I really don't know very much about it.
It's garbage.
So, I don't know why I've never just sat down. I mean, I feel like that's such like a rite of passage for a true gamer is like, have you beaten Minecraft? And no,
I wouldn't say that. I would say like it's becoming more of a joke, you know, because as all the young kids get older, they're like, oh, Minecraft is for babies.
No, I think Minecraft's having like a revolution where the kids are like, man, I used to play Minecraft all the time. Like 2020, I feel like was like a big year for Minecraft. I feel like a lot of people came back to it.
Oh, good. I'm down for that.
So, I will probably continue doing that just solo with me and my wife going through and until we get to the end and defeat the Ender Dragon in vanilla. And then I will almost immediately want to switch over to a version of Minecraft with mods. But the thing is that all the mods I'm used to, because I played years ago, are on older versions. Like, Minecraft 1.12 was like a huge version for mods. Like, there's a lot of mods that only exist. There's still mods coming out today for that version because it's so popular with modders. Currently, it's on version 1.16. And I think the cave update 1.17 is around the corner. But, I went looking for what was available on 1.16 just to see what was out there because I want to take part in the new like underwater stuff and the new Nether stuff. I want to see that stuff.
Yeah.
But I also want these crazy mods. And so I have spent like a couple hours this week actually building my own mod pack out of stuff that's available for 1.16.
Nice. That's awesome.
So like some of the stuff that we used to play with when we were younger is still there. So, like, I have Botania, I have Computercraft, I have some of those other stuff in this pack. And
do you have the mana one with the magic and stuff?
That's Botania. Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Industrial Craft is no longer being updated, so that is kaputs. But there are like three or four other big tech mods that you can choose from. So I've picked one of those that's more involved. You got to build like big multi-block machines more often than you're just putting down like a little cube.
Okay.
So I'm trying that out. I think I have like 40 or 50 downloaded on my laptop, and once I'm done playing through the game,
40 or 50.
Some of them are small. Some of them are just like little fixes that let you like, oh yeah. So you know that mod where you have like an accessory slot on your character?
Yes.
There's like entire mods that you download, and their whole point is like, oh, you can put an Idol of Rebirth in there, or like you can put a Elytra in there or something like that.
Okay, nice, nice.
So the point is, I'm holding off on all of that stuff until I've beaten it.
Well, that's good.
I do want to come back and play it, and I was telling you before the podcast started during our pre-stream that I've done a lot of research this week on like online hosting and owning a like virtual private server where you host stuff. So I've been thinking about whether I want to dedicate another Raspberry Pi to a Minecraft server, because I have two now, or if I want to do it through like a private server. And some way or another, it will be publicly available, so we could probably set it up as a podcast official server.
That'd be cool.
Which would be fun.
I've also thought that, but my hesitation is that I'm scared of having like an open port all the time, or I don't know like the entire overview of security issues by just constantly hosting a server.
Yeah, there's certainly things you can do to mitigate any sort of risk. I don't think it's like a huge danger to have just like an open Minecraft port on a computer somewhere, but There are things that you would want to do to make things secure that I have a background in that kind of stuff, so I'm more familiar with it.
That's
and
good.
More comfortable doing it.
I'm not.
Yeah, exactly. but yeah, I'll have to keep the podcast updated on where that goes, but that would be like a fun little thing. Depending on how many people join, that would be where I can't do it like locally, and I'd have to move to a bigger system, you know, something like that.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, that's cool. I just realized on the server I have up right now, we haven't even beaten the second boss yet. So, we need to do that. I need to tell Keaton to get on sometime so we can beat ourselves a wither.
That works.
Yeah.
Cool. Cool, cool. Anything else? Cause I think I have one more topic.
Oh, do you have one more topic? I thought you were out of topics.
No, just a small thing. I found a feature on Steam this week that I've never used before.
Okay.
And it was incredible. I wanted to talk about it. So we use the family sharing a lot. Have you ever used the family manager?
No.
So I had a conundrum this week where I do some work with my church, as a youth group leader. And so, whenever we do like a big gathering of all of our high school and middle school students for fun stuff, sometimes I'll bring games. I've been bringing the Switch and playing Smash Bros and stuff like that. Great time. But, I wanted to do something different, and I have literally like 40 different, you know, fun local multiplayer games on Steam. And so I wanted to bring my laptop and play some games with the kids. But the thing is, like, bringing a laptop to an event like that, it's like, okay, well, now all of a sudden you have all these kids on your Steam profile, and who knows what they're going to get into. And it's like, if I ever leave the area, it's like, okay, there's just like an open laptop there, and it gets weird, right? Like, not that anything bad would happen, but the possibility is there. And it's also like, okay, I don't necessarily need like a 12-year-old going home and talking about all of the like rated M games that I have on my machine.
Oh yeah.
Or
yeah,
seeing like all of this stuff about my Steam profile. Mm-hmm. So I was like, how can I do this? So I started going down the process of building like a secondary account, and I was going to share games with this account so that, one, it wasn't on my account. And then I was going to solve the problem of like all of the games that I didn't want them playing by like hiding games on Steam. Turns out you don't need to do any of that. There is a built-in way to do all of that in Steam. They've already thought of all of this stuff. It's called the Family Manager, and you can turn it on your account. You don't need a separate account. It's just your account still, but you turn on this Family Manager, and it goes into like family mode, and it locks everything. You can't use the browser. You can't change any of your settings. You can't go to the store, and you can't use the community unless you specifically approve all four of those things. So it's just your game library on Steam, and you can filter games. You can actually tag games as approved for family view. And when you go into family view, those are the only ones that show up.
Whoa, that's awesome.
And all of this stuff is compatible with big picture mode. So all you do, like, if you do need to change something or you need to, like, enable a game that's not on there, there's like a protected PIN number that you enter. But I set all this up. It took me maybe like an hour, but by the end of it, I had gone through all of my Steam games and I had picked out like 39 games that I would be okay with these kids playing, in like a party setting. And then we get there. I boot up my laptop into like a guest account. So they're not on my main account on Windows. I open up Steam and the Steam launch icon, there's a way to launch it in big picture. Mm-hmm. If you like set up a shortcut for it.
Right. Yeah.
So you just double click on the launcher. It launches into big picture mode and it's the whole thing is just locked down in family mode.
Whoa.
And so if I need to do anything, I can come over. You can type in the PIN on the computer. They also have like one of those secret typers on the controller. So like every button of the controller ties to a different number on the keypad, but it doesn't show you which one you're pushing. Mm-hmm. So you can push the combination on your controller and no one else knows what the code is.
Oh, that's sick.
So you can just like unlock it real quick, do what you need to do, and then relock it in the family view. It was super cool. It made me like really happy that Steam had this and that it was so easy and it was so powerful.
Yeah, for real. That seems like one of those niche features that a company would say that they're going to make and then never actually get around to doing.
Yeah, I don't know who out there would need something like that, but if you ever find yourself stuck in a situation where you need to like let someone play games on your computer, but you don't necessarily want them like to be on your Steam account, mm-hmm. you can just lock it into this family mode and then not worry about them like doing weird stuff on the Steam Workshop or who knows what.
Do that when Judah comes over.
That's a perfect idea.
At some point, he always comes back to my computer and just starts playing a random game in my Steam library. I think one time he also messaged you about it.
Yes, I think that did happen.
Yep. So I just need to turn on anti-Judah mode on my computer.
Or you just lock your computer.
Which I've had. That's true. I could do that. But there's been times when, like back in the day when we could go out more easily, where we'd be like at a restaurant or something and Judah's bored. So I'll lock my phone into family mode onto some random game I have and say, here you go, Judah. And he's like, oh no, like trying to unlock it. So because he wants to go into my Facebook and add friends, people who are named George Lucas. He did that like 11 years ago. He added like 20 different people named George Lucas on my Facebook account and my two other friends' Facebook accounts. And they said for years after they had George Lucas's adding them back.
Just randomly you'd get a George Lucas accepting your request.
Yes. Yep, exactly. So family mode is a great feature for friends like Judah.
Well, that is the end of my topics. What do you have to talk about before we do our question and answer section?
Well, I've been playing more Sackboy, A Big Adventure.
Okay.
It's been wonderful, as always. Nothing really else to say on that. Just I'm still loving it. It's so much
fun. That's fair. That's perfectly fine.
Still playing it with my girlfriend. Still having a blast. Mm-hmm. Maneater is free this month on PS Plus for PS5. Did you see that?
I think I did see it and then immediately forgot it because I don't have PS Plus. So I was like, I don't care about that.
Right. Or PS5. But you do. I don't, it's not the PS, it's not the PS4 version. So you have to have a PS5 to get this one.
Oh, it's kind of like it was, with Bugsnax.
Yes. Yeah. All the PS5 ones are only the PS5 ones. In addition to the two PS4 ones. But, fun fact, I actually bought the game on sale on Epic during the Christmas sale.
Oh no! And yeah. This is before they announced that it was going to be free.
Exactly.
Oh no!
Thankfully, Epic has a refund system, and because I had not even booted it up yet, I was able to refund it.
Good. So
yeah, I was very happy. I was like, "Oh no, Epic doesn't do refunds, do they?" But it turns out they do.
Good. That's
easily
super cool.
Easily able to refund it. So I'm looking forward to playing that on PS5. Really excited to play that now. Props that it's free, especially Epic, that I bought like a year of PS Plus worth. And then lastly, I think one of the main games I've been playing this week is the old throwback to 2011, I think.
Skyrim?
No, I've been playing Draw Something.
Oh, whoa.
On my phone.
Jeez-em.
Yeah, with my girlfriend also, because it's just a nice game to play with a person that you know.
What's changed in the last a million years?
Nothing. It is exactly how it was 9 years ago. Exactly. So that's nice, I guess. You know,
there you go.
It's Pictionary on your phone.
Good to know.
That's the game.
Okay.
I think today we reached our 100th streak of pictures back and forth to each other.
Nice.
So lots of Pictionary-ing.
Are you a better artist because of Draw Something?
No, I am discovering I am a horrible artist. It is rough sometimes.
Is this putting strain on the relationship? I have to know.
Yes, it is. Yes, both ways. But that's okay.
So it's okay because you're both stressed.
Yes. Yeah, if it was just one of us, I'm sure we would feel bad and stop playing it. But because we're both like, what have you drawn? It's like, oh, okay, this is fine.
As long as you're equally terrible, the marriage will work out eventually.
Equally terrible? Oh, no.
Oh, man. Wow. Anything else?
Nope.
Wow. That was a good set of topics. As a reminder, if you were interested in anything we talked about, we briefly mentioned some games like Nonagrams.com, the app on the phone called Nonagrams.com. Don't ask me why. We talked about I was thinking of it a second ago. I'm sorry. I had a brain fart on the podcast. I talked about things like Miles Morales on the PlayStation 4 and Horizon Zero Dawn. We also talked about Switch games like Hyrule Warriors, like Hades, and I'm Being Left Alone Again. I talked about Dragon's Dogma, and of course, Minecraft is a great game. Lots of games we talked about. You can go check them out whenever you get the feeling to. In the meantime, please participate in our questions and answers segment of the podcast. The way you can participate is by sending us an email over at patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. That's the best way to get us a question. You can also join us in the weekend live recordings of each podcast episode. So we do have a live chat currently that can ask questions, or through the Discord channel. That's another great way to get your questions in. These can be questions about gaming, about life, about anything. We just want to be here because we have all of the answers for you, dear listener. Answer coming from a heart of love at Patient Players, of course.
Oh my. Well, I mean, beautifully said. I agree.
Thank you. I'm glad you agree. Dang it. I'm not going to get over that. Well, how many messages we got to go through today?
We have three emails today on the Patient Players podcast question and answer segment.
Okay.
Ooh-wee.
Well, I can start us off this week if you don't mind. We have a question here from a new writer, from Mr. Larry Bobbington McButts IV. I'm so thankful for your participation here. It comes in, it says, "Hi, dweebs." Which, okay, first off, I don't appreciate the starting tone, but let's get into the real message of the email. So it's me, Gilly Frank McGee. Hold on. Now I'm confused. I'm going to continue reading the email with no further commentary. It says, "I've got pals who are just so uncool. They're lame dogs. They're lame dog. Excuse me. They were asking me what pog and poggers means. What do I say? How to explain this word and meaning to those who are unwise and uneducated citizens? Thank you for to be giving me your time. Larry Bobbington McButts IV. Well,
you forgot the very last line there.
The most critical sent from the iPhone. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Sent from my iPhone.
I do feel like it's critically necessary to point out to you, Jordan,
yes,
that Google Mail's autocomplete reply system.
Yeah.
The first automatic reply suggested to me is, "I agree with you."
What? Yes. That's awesome. What? Why would it suggest that?
I don't know.
Question marks. It ends on question marks.
I don't know, but that is too good to pass up. Well, I mean, I'm glad, you know, I don't know if this is really Gilly Frank McGee or Larry Bobbington McButts IV.
The second one is, "Who are you?" I agree with you. Who are you?
I don't know.
Wonderful.
Well, Mr. Gilly Larry Bobbington Frank McGee McButts IV, whoever you are, we are certainly the right people to be asking these questions, as we are the kings of Twitch TV. I don't know if you know this, but we were crowned champions of Twitch back in the 1800s. But Pog and Poggers, do you want to provide a history lesson on that for us?
No, Jordan? I was hoping you would.
Oh.
Yeah.
You're just in the dark on this?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, let me take you to school here as I teach you all about Pog and Poggers being more recent shortenings of the phrase pomegranates. See? And so the pomegranates, they trace back to ancient Greece, where they gave you unnatural godly abilities. And so when you see somebody who's obviously hopped up on these pomegranates, that's the response. Naturally, you want to say,
"Is this ad lib? Are you is this all coming out of your butt?"
It's a history lesson. I just said that.
Is this actually true though?
About pomegranates from ancient Greece?
Uh-huh.
Oh yeah, 100%.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, like today, you know, it's like when you're seeing somebody in a sports league and you're like, "Oh man, that person's doing so well. They've got to be hopped up on the drugs and the steroids." So here you are. It's poggers. You see what I mean? I think it's making sense. It's a drug thing. That's really what I'm getting at. What? You're leaving me. You're leaving me high and dry here.
I don't know if that's factually. I think we need our independent patient player fact checkers to run that one through the books.
I don't know how I can point this out to you any clearer, Jordan, but there are two of us, you know.
Uh huh.
And so if you need a second opinion, I feel like I know where that other opinion is going to come from.
No, it just means we need to hire a third person
like to answer the question Judah that you Keaton. To answer the question you definitely didn't write in and make me answer on the fly.
Yeah. Wait, do you actually not know what poggers means?
I just told you what poggers means.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm so sorry. Let's move on to the next question.
Thank you. Why are we such a big deal about this?
I'll take this one. This one is being written in from ours originally, ever originally, Marion. She says, "Hello, PPPers. I have a totally unprompt and completely original question for you. Mm-hmm. If Daniel and Jordan, that's us, were a pair of vegetables, much like Jimmy and Jerry, the gourds from VeggieTales, what kind of veggies would you be? Yours ever originally, Marion."
Well, thank you, wife of the podcast, Marion. We appreciate that very original question. If we were vegetables, there's so many out there to choose. You know, I could see myself as like a good fried okra.
Or ew, gross.
I feel like I've been called a green bean enough in my life that I'd probably end up being a green bean.
Which vegetable is the best at talking? Can I Google that? I just want to see what comes up. For weight loss, for hair growth. No. What is the number one vegetable to avoid? Nightshade vegetables. That's the first people also ask. Peppers, potatoes, and eggplant.
Look, this question isn't a question about Googling things, Jordan. They want to know what vegetable you would be.
Best veggies.
You're just gonna Google it.
Most epic veggies. I need to know.
You know what? I think the real answer, because I get called green bean a lot, is probably green bean, but the answer in my heart, the true answer that I wish to be true, is a water chestnut.
Is that a vegetable?
Yeah. Water chestnuts are vegetables.
Oh, but it has the word chestnut in it.
But it's not a nut. Have you had a water chestnut?
Apparently not.
Oh, they're super good. They're in a lot of Asian food. They're like the little white crunchy discs. Usually, I think people cut them up.
Have you heard of a Swiss chard?
No.
That's fun.
Okay, this cannot just turn into you Googling vegetables. There's got to be an answer here.
I'm thinking it's... there's front of the podcast, kale. Collard greens.
No, we can't be kale. He's already kale. Except he's
I know,
not
but
kale.
I'm saying he was in the list. I don't know. I can't... Like, no... I don't like vegetables, really. Like, mm-hmm. anything green.
You don't have to like vegetables to be a vegetable.
What?
You don't have to like a vegetable to be a vegetable.
That's true. Yeah. Ooh, vegetable fried rice. Can I say that I'm a vegetable fried rice soup? That looks tasty, actually.
No, you could be turned into a vegetable fried rice soup.
Okay.
But you have to be a vegetable.
Lentil soup. I'm just liking this. These are some nice recipes I'm looking at now. Vegetarian tacos? Uh-uh. No, thank you.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't think it technically counts because it's more of its own category separate from vegetables and fruit, but I think you might be like beans.
Okay.
Right?
Are you calling me gassy?
No, I'm calling you beans.
Okay. Okay. Just making sure.
Yeah. Now, this is going to bring us to an update. Captain's Log number 4, our final email for the week. Written in, I don't believe that this one has a signature on it, but our previous captain's log, we have a good captain friend of ours out in out on the sea that suddenly got sucked into a space adventure. So we're gonna hear what's going on with this captain. The captain writes in, I've been trapped on this here island for what feels like months. With the water labyrinth covering the sky, it has been nigh impossible to observe the passing of days. However, I am happier than when I was trapped on my ship. I say, if I ever escape from this dreadful place, I'll never take to the sea again. I may still be trapped, but this island is large and bountiful. I've not had want for food, water, nor space to stretch me legs. Despite having found that mysterious question in the sand in my last captain's log, I have seen no sign of life since. That is until today, while collecting wood to create a shelter, I found a question carved into the wood of a tree, and this question said, what video game characters do you relate to the most? Excluding the silent self-insert characters like Mario or Link, etc. Also, will either of you be double-dipping with Mario 3D World on Switch?
Excluding the silent self-insert? Okay, that's easy.
Yeah, like you can't pick a character that doesn't have any personality or character to them, right? It's got to be somebody that like has a voice and things they say and a personality in that sense. I feel like you're looking at me like you don't understand.
No, I'm just thinking.
Who do I relate the most with in video games? There's probably some like real good characters in. There's like a whole series of story based games with like wacky characters in like the GTA series and Saints Row series and like. Not wacky characters, but like Mass Effect has a lot of characters, and I haven't played any of those, so I don't have any of them that I can point to.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a long time.
Favorite games. Usually, I like games when I can relate to the characters in them, but I'm kind of coming up short.
Yeah, there are characters that are definitely like my favorites. Like I love Cole McGrath from Infamous; he's awesome. But like, I don't think so I'm good. Like Cole McGrath. In any way.
Well, that's what you think.
What do you think? Am I like Cole McGrath?
No, I'm joking.
This might be cheating, but I think I'm a lot... Okay.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to say Peter Parker.
Oh, okay.
From Spider-Man, because ever since I was a little kid, I've idolized Spider-Man. Like, I love Spider-Man. But it's one, because he's the coolest superhero, and two, because, like... It's one of those things where I'm like Spider-Man because I like him, and I like him because I am like him. It's a circular reinforcement. Like growing up, I was like, Spider-Man's cool. I want to be like Spider-Man. And because I'm like Spider-Man, I enjoy him even more. But just the idea of like, he talks a lot and he's quick-witted. And I can identify with that pretty well. Like the struggles he has, I feel like I identify with a lot, not in the superhero sense, but just in like anytime there's like a real personal story about Peter Parker, I really like those the most. I like his character a lot, and I can connect with him on a lot of different levels. And then like he's a techie and has like really stand up morals and high responsibilities and stuff like that. And so I really identify with Peter Parker as a character, even outside games. And then the one that they chose to portray in the Spider-Man video game on PS4, was really good. Like I like Peter Parker. I feel like a lot like Peter Parker.
Good answer. Don't know for me. I feel like you would probably have a better guess for me than I would for myself.
Oh no, you're going to put this back on me? I have to do twice the work on this question?
No, I don't have to. I just kind of assumed. I'm like, Daniel usually is like, I think you're like such and such. Just like, boom. But I guess not. And that's fine.
I mean, I'm going to have to do some work.
I can't think. I did think of vegetable, though, for the last question.
What? Not beans? What's your actual vegetable?
Imagine like kidney bean, but it's just a pancreas bean. And that's the joke. It's a diabetic joke, you see.
It's still not a vegetable. It's still a bean.
Beans are vegetables, are they not?
No, they're not vegetables. They're beans. They're their own category.
No! Okay, never mind.
They're technically legumes.
Excuse me?
L-E-G-U-M, I think U-M-E-S. Legumes.
Like the things that pirates park their ships in?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it exactly right.
Good.
I'm not going to correct you at all. That was perfect.
Oh.
Who would you be? This question's gonna bother me now.
I can think of a movie character that I relate to a lot, but not a video game character.
No, I need to come back and think about this some more.
They made a video game based off of the movie. I guess that's kind of my.
I mean, I picked Spider-Man, exactly. So if you want to pick a movie character in a game, what is it?
But I mean, the game was terrible.
Okay.
So I don't want to say it.
Oh no.
But the movie character, I think, is the main character from the Lego movie.
Oh. Emmett?
Yes. He's my spirit animal. He's my spirit Lego. But I can't think of a video game character that I was like, oh, it's me, but in a video game.
No, I think Emmett is the right answer.
Okay.
I think you got it.
I mean, they made a Lego movie video game.
He's in it. That's true.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he's not a silent self-insert character. I think you got it. You did it.
But see, when I said that, I expected you to be like, no, Jordan. I think you're like, blah, 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 blah. And I'd be like, oh, my word, you're so right. I never would have thought of that or realized that.
Thank I'm sorry for disappointing
your vast knowledge with me.
This time, I was not able to offer you more insight into yourself than you have already.
Interesting. Huh. I feel like you, it's always you and Marion. Like, you're watching some show, you're playing some game, and you're like, oh, that's the Jordan of this universe, you know? I guess that's probably why I thought that. You've said that so many times.
Well, okay, I actually had an interesting thing happen this week, apart from games. If you're only here for gaming content, thank you for joining the Patreon players. We'll talk to you later. But we started watching the TV show Sherlock this week.
Oh, with Benedict Cumberbund?
Yeah, with Bumblebee Clavesnark.
Yes.
And I
first
watched
time?
That. No, no, no. Well, okay. First time to finish it. We watched the first two seasons as they came out. And then we never came back for season three for some reason.
That's
but
awesome.
I really liked it. I really liked it when it was coming out. I was in like early high school when it was coming out. I mean, it took a long time to come out. I was in high school when it came out. And I really, really liked it. And I watched it with a bunch of my friends and we would talk about it all the time and everything. And we had like a fun little one-to-one mapping between me and all my friends and all the characters from the show. So like I was John. My friend Ethan was Sherlock. It kind of helps that he looks a lot like Benedict Cumberpatch. And, he did in high school at least. And then like his sister was, oh no, she was John. I was Moriarty. That was who we were saying I was. Yeah. So we had like this fun little like one-to-one mapping of all these characters because their personality quirks were just funny to us. Well, going back and watching it now, knowing myself better and like just knowing human personality better and being better at like understanding all this stuff. Me and my wife realized that no, I am just Sherlock. Like in more ways than I'm comfortable with, I am just Sherlock.
Yeah,
and
it's fair.
It's been really fun. Like even to the moment, there was a moment that basically emulated an exact moment that me and my wife have had where Sherlock said something like pretty horribly offensive. And like he thought he was being helpful, but it was actually like really insensitive and hurt people's feelings. And he just looks at John and goes, "Was that not good?" And John just goes, "Not good." And like me and Marion have had almost the exact conversation before about where I'm like, "Oh, is that being mean?" And she's like, "Yeah, that was really mean." And like, just the slight amount of complete like social obliviousness that Sherlock has.
That's wonderful.
It's been really fun.
Wow, great show. Such a good show. Wow.
Yeah, if you haven't seen Sherlock on Netflix or wherever they're hosting it now from the... Was that a BBC show? It's a British show, whatever it is. Very, very good. We're going to keep watching it and enjoying it. In the meantime, that is going to bring this podcast episode to a close. I thank you guys for joining us. Thank you, live Twitch audience, for joining us on our weekend recording. Everyone listening to the podcast at home, thank you for that. We appreciate you guys. Please continue listening. And this is a real small operation. I mean, I think we've got like 10 or 15 people that listen. So if you're one of those, one, thank you very much from the bottom of our hearts for being a part of this super fun thing we do. And two, please reach out to someone you think might like it and let them know, hey, this is a great podcast. I think you'd like it. Listen to it. You can send them any sort of podcast listening link or YouTube or however they like to consume their content. And then join us on the community Discord or hit us up with an email over at patientplayerspodcast@gmail.com. It would make our day. We do this for you guys. We do this because we have fun with it, but we have fun because we know you guys like it. So if you do like it, let us know. And we'll see you on next week's episode of the Patient Players Podcast. Thank you very much. Have a great day, everybody.
Adios.